Childhood books tend to stick in your memory. Most adults can tell fairy tales off by heart and could tell you exactly what became of the very hungry caterpillar. Now kids in remote Indigenous communities have the chance to experience these very special books in their own languages. Graeme Backhouse found out more.
The Indigenous Literacy Foundation aims to raise literacy levels and improve the lives and opportunities of Indigenous children living in remote communities. Their Book Buzz program is giving kids in these communities access to books to foster a love of reading. Program manager Miss Tina Ray tells us about the background of the organisation.
Our foundation started in 2004 with our founder Susie Wilson, who works at the Riverbend Bookshop. She began the foundation with a Reader's Challenge, which then turned into a partnership with Fred Hollows Foundation. So in 2011, with the rapidly growing project, we became a standalone foundation, which was then termed the Indigenous Literacy Foundation.
Ms. Ray explains BookBuzz provides families, babies and preschool children with access to a set of hardcover early childhood books chosen by Indigenous literacy specialists in consultation with elders within the remote communities.
Okay, the BookBuzz program began in 2009, just with the view and recognising the importance of early literacy. So BookBuzz began in a little community called Manyellaluk in the Northern Territory, which is just outside of Katherine. And the BookBuzz really works on quality early literacy books, and they're board books, and they go to homes of children, into playgroups, preschools. So they're a pack that kids get to take home, and we support the communities with providing them, supplying them with the books free of charge, with working with them. We've now, the BookBuzz packs go to four different communities. One of them is Manyellaluk still. Another one is Warburton, which is in the desert region outside of Alice Springs. Another one is Wilcannia in the New South Wales region, and Yakinara, which is in the Western Australian region.
The Foundation's experts and ambassadors regularly visit each community and respond to requests from the community on how these resources may be used. They take particular care with the selection of books to ensure that they are culturally appropriate for each community. Ms. Ray describes how BookBuzz operates in four isolated and remote Indigenous communities.
With those communities, we do field trips out to them where often our ambassadors come with us. And we work with the communities and identify what the community wants for their kids that are growing up. So in some of the communities, we have worked with them to translate some of the text. For example, one of our books, The Very Hungry Caterpillar, is translated into first language so families can read the book in English as well as in the first language of that community.
Ms. Ray says the Indigenous Literacy Foundation supplies kits to other communities but is unable to support them with visits. She also says this is something the foundation hopes to do more of in the future, as well as selecting another kit of books.
So the future, I guess, is looking at expanding the communities that we go to. Currently there's four, so there's definitely an opportunity to growing that. We do supply the BookBuzz kits out to other remote communities and schools and organisations, but we don't have the sort of ongoing visits out to them, checking in on them, that sort of thing. So sort of two sides to the buzz. There's the buzz that we work strongly with the communities, and then the other side where it's kind of like more of the book supply, where we just supply the resources that we have to other communities.